Penguin Random House Audio presents Faithful Place by Tana French, read for you by Tim Gerard Reynolds, with an author's note read by John Curlis.
Prologue. In all your life, only a few moments matter. Mostly, you never get a good look at them except in hindsight, long after they've zipped past you. The moment when you decided whether to talk to that girl, slow down on that blind bend, stop and find that condom. I was lucky, I guess you could call it. I got to see one of mine, face to face, and recognize it for what it was. I got to feel the riptide pull of my life spinning around me one winter night while I waited in the dark at the top of Faithful Place. I was 19. Old enough to take on the world and young enough to be a dozen kinds of stupid. And that night, as soon as both my brothers were snoring, I slid out of our bedroom with my rucksack on my back and my docs hanging from one hand. A floorboard creaked, and in the girls' room, one of my sisters murmured in her sleep. But I was magic that night, riding high on that surge tide, unstoppable. My parents didn't even turn over on the pull-out bed, as I moved through the front room, close enough to touch. The fire had burned down to nothing but a muttering red glow. In the rucksack was everything important I owned. Jeans, t-shirts, a second-hand wireless, £100 and my birth cert. That was all you needed to go over to England, back then. Rosie had the ferry tickets. I waited for her at the end of...